You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Reinvention isn't just something that happens on an individual level. Companies do it too, for all sorts of reasons. This week, the U.S. pharmaceutical company AbbVie offered to buy a smaller Irish company called Shire. But the thing that's attractive to AbbVie isn't really the company as much as Shire's location. Patty Hirsch, a senior editor at Marketplace and the host of the Whiteboard video series, is here to explain. Hey, Patty.
Hello.
Explain to me what's going on with AbbVie and Shire. Why would a big company in the U.S. want to buy a little company overseas?
Well, you know, there are various reasons why a company might want to buy another company, right? I mean, you might want to buy a smaller company because it maybe gives you access to a new market, or maybe they've got some kind of cool technology. Or it might be just because you wanted to dodge tax in the country that you're in and have the benefit of a lower tax rate in the country that you're going to be going to. And that's what's happening with AbbVie and Shire, because AbbVie is based in the United States, which has a corporate tax rate of 35%. Shire is based in Ireland, which has a corporate tax rate of 12.5%. So much better for AbbVie to move to Ireland and take the benefit of that lower tax rate. Better for AbbVie, better for the shareholders, better for everybody, maybe.
Maybe. That sounds like there's a big maybe dangling there. Get into that. Why is there a maybe?
Well, there's a maybe because, you know, who knows how this merger is going to go? I mean, everybody knows that mergers are really, really tough. You know, you've got cultural issues. I mean, you know, getting the Irish to work with the Americans shouldn't be too hard because of a shared history. But, you know, there could be all sorts of issues there. You know, the Irish may have a totally different way of working. The other thing is you've got to move your entire headquarters. AbbVie has got to move its entire headquarters from Chicago to Dublin. Is it going to move everybody who works in Chicago to Dublin? Think how expensive that's going to be. Think how difficult that's going to be. Think how many people are going to stand up and say, I'm not leaving my home in Chicago to go to Dublin. Are you crazy? It's freezing over there. Actually, I guess it's freezing in Chicago too. But there are all sorts of consolidation issues when a company tries to merge. And, you know, just doing it for the tax rate benefit alone would be a serious problem for them.
And getting into the tax part of this, how does that work?
Well, this is what's called a corporate inversion, right? It's when a big company buys a small company in a different country and then moves its headquarters to that place. It's kind of like a wealthy person, like a wealthy woman who has this beautiful house in the countryside. It's a fabulous house. It's the house of her dreams. And she decides to sell it and move to a hovel in the city because it's got a better school district. She doesn't really care, all right, about the house. She doesn't really care about the neighborhood. She just cares about getting her kid into the best school. And it's the same with this corporate tax inversion. A large corporation, who knows what its motives are, but its motives may be just to drop its tax rate. It doesn't care about anything else. It doesn't care about the logistics of moving. It doesn't care about the difficulties of integrating the workforce. It just cares about getting that lower tax rate, which is why it's going to move to, in AbbVie's case, it's why it's going to move to Ireland.
We have seen a number of big companies sort of be highlighted for this. Apple, probably most notoriously, you know, they've got an Ireland-based affiliate because of the tax rate there. How often does this happen?
Well, Apple's slightly different, right? Because Apple hasn't moved its headquarters. It's still located in Cupertino. I mean, this is where you're actually getting a large company that's moving its entire headquarters, its entire domicile, moving its, not necessarily its operations, but all of its headquarters to another country. And this doesn't happen that often. I mean, the first corporate inversion occurred more than 30 years ago. It was a company called McDermott Inc., which was an oil and gas company that moved to Panama in 1982. And since then, you know, we've had a bunch of these, but it's gotten more and more difficult for this to happen because the regulators have gotten in the way. The IRS has decided to step in because it wants to make sure that the tax revenues don't go overseas. The Jobs Creation Act of 2004 had this provision that made it more difficult for companies to do this. But time and time again, companies have found a way to wrangle around this. And in the last couple of years, we've seen 20 companies, at least 20 companies, make this move. So they've changed actually their headquarters and moved them to a different domicile for tax reasons.
So I'm guessing, yes, legal, but does it ruffle feathers?
Oh, yes, it does. And that's really what stemmed the Jobs Creation Act in 2004, right? You know, there was Senator Charles Grassley and Max Baucus. Okay, they really proposed the legislation to shut some of this down or shut all of this down. Grassley said that while corporate expatriations aren't illegal, they sure are immoral, right? So, and that's really, that's still what people think today because these companies have still managed to get around the Jobs Act by making these acquisitions and moving their headquarters. But the Obama administration now seems to be moving to try and block them. They're talking about new legislation which would make it more difficult for companies to make this kind of move.
Companies often make the argument that paying a lower corporate tax allows them to maximize profit for their shareholders. Does it work out that way? Is this a boon to shareholders?
Well, in the short term, yes, because you're seeing you're keeping more of your money. But in the long term, who knows? I mean, who knows how a merger is going to go? A merger is more than just moving your headquarters. Mergers are extremely difficult things to do. It's very, very difficult to make sure that you've got a good workforce integration, so that you've got like a good cultural fit. There are all sorts of issues with moving your headquarters anyway. I mean, you've got to move all of those people from Chicago, if you're AbbVie, to Dublin, if this actually happens. Is that actually going to happen? Or are they going to have to hire an entirely new headquarters of workers, of headquarters workers, by the way? That's, you know, senior and middle management types in Dublin. So you can start to see straight away that this is not just a simple merger where you've got two companies in the US getting together. This is an international merger, which has all sorts of complications. And in the end, that may turn out to work against shareholders as opposed to for them.
What's next? Are we going to see more of this?
I think you'll see, we've seen a lot more of it in the last couple of years, as I've said, and I think we will see more of this, you know, as companies realize that there are ways to get out of this, you know, US 35% corporate tax provision. There are legal ways to move overseas. So you're going to see companies trying to think creatively. But if the Obama administration can get in the way of this, if they create legislation that'll make it more difficult, or perhaps drop the tax rate to reduce the incentive, then you'll see less of it.
Marketplace Senior Editor Patty Hirsch, thanks so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Lizzie.